National Buffalo Museum awarded $36,000 grant from State Historical Society. Barnes County Jail estimated cost to taxpayers released. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. The National Buffalo Museum has been awarded a cultural heritage grant from the State Historical Society of North Dakota for $36,000 to inventory, evaluate, and care for the museum's collection. Rachel Johnson, the museum's assistant director and curator of collections, will head the project. The grant will fund a full-time contracted position to inventory and document the objects housed at the museum. The museum will match grant funds through staff and volunteer time, computer and network improvements in the building, and the established collections care budget. Museum Director Alana Zeno says they're thankful to the State Historical Society of North Dakota for awarding them the funds. She says the Buffalo Museum is growing, and this project supports that growth. The estimated cost to taxpayers to build a new Barnes County jail has been released by the county. County Auditor Beth Didier says the estimated cost for the proposed jail would cost those who own property valued at $100,000 an additional $45 for a residential property or $50 for an ag or commercial property per year over a 20-year period. On February 5th, the Barnes County Commission held two informational meetings to accept public input on the proposed jail. The estimated cost to build is $11.9 million and an additional $4.4 million for a new sheriff's office. And a freshman congressman from North Dakota who spent much of his first term defending President Trump during impeachment hearings says he wants to return to Washington and work on practical issues. Republican Representative Kelly Armstrong formally announced his re-election bid Monday by telling supporters in Fargo that he'll work with Democrats on some issues like prescription drug prices, immigration, and criminal justice reform. That's a look at your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. For more anytime, make sure you like us on Facebook at News Dakota.